start reversing the charges. This is getting expensive. I must call about 10 times a day. This is Mr. Fun. I want the movie line back up. I'm getting sick of calling my own line. I've heard the Gopher Twins and Punk Skunk more than I can take for this week. I want some movie reviews. I want them now. Come on, Paul. Get that machine fixed. I mean, I'll come over there and just do the show live, you know, but I can't handle calling telephone all day long, you know, and nobody home is down, and I've heard Observatory about 15 times this week, and I need my fix, you know, I've got the tourniquet around my ear, and I do need to inject some movie line into my face. So come on, Paul, get it together. This is Mr. Fun. Thank you, bye.
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello. With soft, lively curls and bright, sparkling hair. So hello, everybody, hello. Hello, shampoo, hello.
The movie review, I'm sure, like, no way.
Hello, and welcome to The Movie Line, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. Mr. Movie Maker himself, let's give him a big round of applause, Mr. Paul Mack.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Hey, just a minute here. Hey, just, I've been insulted on my own show. Where are the applause at? I mean, oh, wait a minute. I forgot to put those in, didn't I? Hey, anyway, hey, thanks for calling the movie line right here at area code 818-761-3330 for the week of June 24th through the 28th, 1984. Want to thank you all for calling. Think I said that, but I don't think I said that we're going to have a great show for you. Lots and lots of comments from you, the moviegoers of Southern California. Maybe we should get into the show now, huh? Sounds good to me. Let's go. Come on, music, fade up, will you? Thank you.
All that they've loved, all that they've stood for, will now be put to the test.
The word, sir, the word is no. I am therefore going anyway.
Join us on this, the final voyage of the Starship Enterprise. Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. The adventure continues. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I did see Star Trek III. With excellence in every way. I don't know why I enjoyed it so much, but I did. I was thoroughly surprised at the way it just came off, moved along nicely. Had a lot of story, a lot of character. Everything was just like the series. It was a good series show, is what the movie was. It was right back to the series with everybody relating and interacting, and it was excellent. And I'm babbling on here. I hope if they do another one that Leonard Nimoy does direct the next one. It was a very good directorial debut. And that is all I have to say. This has been Rich of Sun Valley.
Hey man, what's happening? I'm a black man. I thought that Star Trek III, The Wrath of Khan, was a very boring movie. Spock's ears were not as pointy as I imagined them to be. I did not like when they found Mr. Spock. First of all, in the beginning, I didn't even know if they were going to find him, but in the opening credits, it said Leonard Nimoy as Spock. That ruined it.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Nuys, and wanted to say I saw Star Trek III Friday. Star Trek III was not too bad of a movie, but I would only rate it as an 8.5, a little more. I would say a little more from the say half. The movie made more sense, well, the book made more sense than the movie because, you know, they always chop up parts in the movie and then they tell you about it in the book, but personally I think that, you know, Star Trek III could have been a little bit better. I ain't gonna say what happened because I'm sure most. I'm not gonna say what happened at least because I'm sure some of you see it, some of you haven't, and I'm not gonna ruin it for you. But trust me, don't go to the local bookstore and read the last page of the book. I mean, it gives it away. But
yeah.
It's stupid.
Right.
Everybody's
right. Right.
Doing that. It's like they're losing.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Wait. Thank you. Excuse me. I'm having my health break in the middle of the tape. Smith. I can't take a health break at the end of side one because there is no end to side one. Anyway, you know, it was good. I don't want to talk about Star Trek 3 or anything, but I mean, I'm not a Trekkie personally, but I just like basically, I mean, what's all this controversy about? Is Spock alive? Is he not? I mean, go to Taco Bell and look at the glasses. It tells you the whole story. But if you really want to know, I mean, I'm not going to give it away. I'm not one to reveal plots of films, mind you, but, well, Star Trek 3, as far as that's concerned, okay, so Spock's alive and they blow up the Enterprise and they find him, they clone him at the end and they, a brand new Spock, his ears aren't as sharp as the last picture. That's the black man had a good point there earlier on, but I still thought it was a good film. I mean, so the Enterprise is destructed and they find out that the planet is no good, and they come back and Kirk gets busted. And well, Kirk will get busted if he doesn't watch. I mean, next time we'll find out, but no way will I give the plot away.
Science officer Spock reporting as ordered, Captain.
Please sit down. Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
Sit down.
No, have you, Doctor? As your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
Gentlemen, I don't want to interrupt this mutual admiration society.
Will you please sit down?
Funny gap.
On Vulcan, I began sensing a source more powerful than I have ever encountered. I may hold my answers. Thought patterns of exactingly perfect order.
I burn. My eyes are flame. My heart is flame.
Yes, you were undergoing the culinary discipline.
The culinary?
Well, however it's pronounced.
It's an obsession. The culinary is also a discipline you broke. To join us.
Why?
Curiosity. Insatiable curiosity.
We're out of it.
Yay!
Hello, this is Bob Observatory. You know, some people say I'm crazy for waiting in line for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, but I want to tell you who's really crazy, not because he didn't wait in line, but because he's just a real stupid person who's out on some weird space trip. That's right, I'm talking about the Galactic Geek, the man from Hollywood, Michael from Hollywood, and I think we should take him in a baggie and beam him somewhere other than here, maybe even Camarillo. Michael, come down to Earth and be normal, just like all of us. I know this isn't a movie comment, Paul, but this guy's really getting on my nerves. You know, let's just, like, beam him away.
Yay!
Far away, him and his friend from Glendale, because I don't dislike them both. I hate them both. And this has been a comment. I know I'm going to get a lot of response from this from you, Michael. It's like my Milk Dud comment with you that said was really scathing of Milk Duds, but I dislike you. This has been a comment.
Now,
I'm going to tell you something. This is going to stop immediately, okay? All right, if it doesn't stop, I'm going to take action to see that
what?
It does stop, okay?
What?
No one fucks with me, and
what?
No one harasses my telephone.
Wait a minute here.
But I would suggest that you talk to them, and you make
Ooh.
Sure they're a little bit
John,
more courteous
John,
to callers.
John,
okay?
John,
that's
right.
All.
John, Bob was speaking about Michael, you know, the galactic weirdo, the galactic... Not you, John. I mean, you're just an average schmo.
Keep it up.
Okay, John. We'll let you plug your numbers.
Try to sound like you know what you're talking about. Output tapes will be changed this Friday on 6800894, or if you live in South Orange County, on 5580894.
And I think that John forgot to mention that those numbers are in the 714 area code. John, you blew it.
I'll tell you what. You keep up your stuff. I'm going to give names... And I'm going to get addresses out.
Ooh, we scared.
Captain's log, Stardate 8406.01. I disembarked from the most recent voyage of the Starship Enterprise. I am talking about none other than Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock. All in all, I found this to be an excellent picture. Found it very funny, sad in places. The effects by ILM were terrific. There was one scene I didn't like too much, but I will not relay here as it will be giving things away. But all in all, on a scale of 1 to 10,
scale of 1 to 10, excuse me.
No.
I give this one a 100, at least. Anyway, this is the Galactic Hitchhiker, over and out.
Oh.
From the creators of 48 Hours, Universal Pictures presents Streets of Fire, a rock and roll adventure unlike anything you've ever seen, heard, or felt before. The Streets of Fire, the only law is a loaded gun.
Looks like I finally ran into someone that likes to play as rough as I do.
The only battle is the one today. The only fear is tomorrow.
I don't have to kill anybody.
And on the Streets of Fire, the only justice is rock and roll. Streets of Fire, from Universal Pictures. Soundtrack available on MCA records and cassettes. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing at select theaters. Check newspaper for theater and showtimes.
Streets of Fire, an excellent film, though predictable in some places and not very original. It draws on some of the best material from recent films we've seen to create a highly enjoyable time at the movies. The sound is awesome and incredible and original. The characterizations are funny. And it's over and all a nice experience at the movies. Star Trek III is also very enjoyable. However, I don't know where Star Trek's going to go without the Enterprise. I suggest they start over with completely new characters. I know this would kill the Star Trek everyone knows and loves, but that's really the only way anyone can survive any more Star Trek movies is from a fresh start. This is Joel in Westwood.
This is Arnold of Western Exterminator Company returning your call. No, we do not remove bugs from telephones. I'm sorry.
Hi, this is the Roach. Yes, Wally the Roach here. Saying, I just saw Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and it really made my day. Well, the action was continuous. And we're talking incredibly continuous. I mean, if you didn't look for a second, you would miss a lot. It was a little too flashy. I still preferred the original Raiders of the Lost Ark to Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, though. But overall, it was a pretty good movie. It entertained me, and you should see it, okay? Well, this was Wally the Roach. Thanks, and Paul, face it, you're a stud.
This is Bob, 213. I'd like to leave a comment on a movie called Firestarter. I found it one of the best movies this year so far. It seemed to move along all the way through. Excellent acting, you know, it's just like a good bunch of actors, a good cast in the movie, and the story was excellent, well done, good effects, good photography, and excellent story. Everybody that hasn't caught this movie, you ought to go catch that. It's very good, I give it a 10. And I saw the movie Slayground along with it, which I gave about a 6. And just because of the last part that took place in the funhouse, which was kind of good. The rest of the movie was kind of just like an average mystery and nothing to it. Just like one of these regular movies that is just average, typical movie. And wasn't much to it, but I was good to the movie given it that high rating. Anyhow, hope you guys are doing well. Check back when I can. Bob213 and going.
Thank you, Bob. Anyway, the next comment we have up here is... Mr. Brian, nobody home. And, you know, I said I wasn't going to play this comment, folks, but I'm going to play it because it's real long. You know, it's longer than anything I could have played, but because he spent a lot of money to call me to leave this comment, what I'm going to do to put you out of your misery, no, to keep you going and to keep him happy is to put it on real fast, okay? So I'm going to put it on just as fast as I can. Where is it? Here. Okay, I'm going to put it on as fast as I can. And you, if you want to hear it slow, you just set the speed on your phone to extra slow, and you can hear this comment, okay? Yeah, here it is.
Hi, this is Brian Nobody Home, and I'm joining in the trend started by NeoTelephone. I'm not going to plug my line at 818-883-3623. This week, playing our special Throbbing Gristle tape, a collection of the weirdest, most bizarre things you've ever heard in your life. I haven't called in a while, so I've got about 6 or 7 years worth of movies to review. So we'll start with number 442.
The plane was fired. Sorry, Philip Daniel. He is going to Taiwan next month. And by the way, next year, naked for Aaron, I'm going to be a really calm man. And this video is coming in. Look, I got 3 years old.
Hey, slow my voice down, will you? Thank you. Slow it down. There you go. Well, in case you're experiencing a vertical roll on your telephone right now, adjust the tracking. That's a little knob found at the bottom of your phone next to the speed controls. Hi, this is Paul Mack, and it is now time to pause momentarily while Brian leaves his comment and give you some other numbers you can call for telephone recorded entertainment. There's feedback at 765-6000 or the new West Valley line at 983-0000. There's DBS at 506-0069 or Observatory at 702-0429 in the West Valley. You can also call Telefun at 882-9524 in the West Valley or the Orange County Connection in Orange County at area code 714-680-0894. And now back to Brian and his wonderfully fabulous comment. Brian?
Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd here with an important message for all. Got termites? Call an exterminator. Got ghosts? Call Ghostbusters. From teeny paranormal pixies to gargantuan apparitions, we'll get that ghost to take a hike. We use only the very latest in subatomic neutrino wands operated by highly trained professionals who are prompt, fast, and courteous. Safe even for small children and pets. We own and operate our own ectomobile on call 24 hours a day, including holidays. And if you call right now, we'll include in our basic home service a free poltergeist inspection of your car, truck, camper, or off-road vehicle. But wait, that's not all. We'll also include our leatherette-bound pamphlet of do-it-yourself exorcisms, as well as a lovely full-color Ghostbusters inspection certificate suitable for framing. But there's more. You'll also receive a souvenir sample of your spirit's ectoplasmic residue encased in genuine polypropylene. Come and watch us work in Ghostbusters, the supernatural comedy at movie theaters everywhere. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. If we don't get the ghost, you don't get the bill.
Ghostbusters. They're here to save the world.
Who you gonna call?
Well, I personally thought Ghostbusters was the most in-fucking-credible thing I have ever seen. I mean, the effects were great, and I liked Stay Puft. Stay Puft was really, really wild. Another good thing about it was, oh god, look up, the gates when they opened at the top of the tower was wild. Also, I went to see Gremlins. Gremlins was incredible. I like the little. I want to know where I can get a little Mogwai doll for my girlfriend, because she would absolutely flip over that. I took her to see the movie. She was just having a hissy. She couldn't believe it. The effects were incredible. Everything was just perfect. So I'll be calling the movie line again. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Paul. It's Alex calling from Los Angeles. The reason I'm calling is because a couple days ago you had your number call forwarding to a number, either an 800 number or a number in Washington, where they played the presidential minutes every day. And I found it very interesting, but I haven't been able to find the number of the Washington press office. Would it be possible for you to put the number on your program, or would it tie up the line? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sorry, Alex. No, that I don't have time. Are you kidding me? If I mention every number somebody told me to... Well, all right, I'll do it just this once. Okay, it's the White House Press Office, and the number is area code 800. That's toll-free. That's 1-800-424-9090. That's 424-9090. And in case those of you out there would like to know what it's all about, well, we'll just dial it up here. Let's see here. Where's the phone?
This is the White House Press Office for Monday, June 4th, 1984. We have one cut. The cut is 43 seconds long, and it's on my count. 3, 2, 1.
The President of the United States.
I think we should get right to the questions. Over here.
Chuck Foley of Buffalo Nickel, Mr. President.
Yes, Chuck.
What is your reaction to the environmentalists' claim that Secretary of the Interior Watt is selling out our precious natural resources to greedy business interests?
Well, I don't know, but I'll let him answer that as soon as he gets back from Yellowstone National Condo.
Mr. President, last week you invited several liberal Democrats to dinner. Did you have a special purpose in having them at the White House?
Yes, Nancy has never seen one.
Anti-abortion
lobby says that every unborn baby has a right to life. In your opinion, sir, at what point should a fetus be regarded as a human being?
When it votes Republican.
Mr. President, how are you feeling? How is your health?
Well, thank you.
Harry Hogan of Long Island Sound, you always look down at your feet when you speak. Why is that?
Well, you'd look down too if you owned a horse ranch.
Truman Capote from Bondage Weekly. What are you going to do about sadism in America?
I think we'll leave that to the Democratic whips.
Mr. President, we have the B-1 bomber, the MX missile, and neutron bomb. What is next?
Obscurity.
Mr. President, what are you going to do for the little man in America?
Get him a little woman. Yes.
What would you like to be doing after you get out of office?
Breathing.
This is the White House press office.
In an age when only the barbaric survived, one name became a legend. Conan the Destroyer. Sent on a diabolical mission to bring an evil god to life.
I want your sword in Conan's heart.
Will his sword be mighty enough to save him from the wrath of a god?
Conan must die.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in the all-new Conan the Destroyer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
About gonna do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank you all for calling. Boy, it's been so fun, and yes, it feels oh so good to make a tape after all these weeks gone by. And I swear to you, I'm never gonna do this again. Can you say never? Say never, say never again, can you? Sure you can. I know you could do it, and I know that I could make a tape. As a matter of fact, next week, I might even invite my next-door neighbor, Abula Bratdawalad, who has been over, to do a show for me. He's getting star-hungry again. And remember, you too can be a movie line star by just phoning in your movie reviews every Friday and Saturday. That's right, gang, we can use them. A lot of great movies to see. Number one on the list, you'd have to go see Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for the number one grade A action-packed hit of the summer, and the funniest movie of the summer, definitely Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, oh, the likes of everyone in that one, I'll tell you, it's so funny, ha ha ha, have to laugh, it's so fun, and oh boy, I gotta run, gang. So this is Paul Mack saying thanks for calling, and what else can I say to you? Basically, just call again another time, and hopefully you'll have a show, so thanks for the...
Paul, get serious.
Is that funny or what? Well, let me tell you, you're not.
Don't forget, you can write to Paul Mac Presents at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
I'm sure he would want to write to you.
Go away. This tape will repeat momentarily.
One, all over again.